I have huge confidence in Grant Tenniel, and he's over there as the interim director, and apparently they love him over there, and the staff, they get along very well, and they work well together. I really do need him back. He does a great job in the governor's office as one of our two deputy chiefs of staff. He takes a lot of burden off of Morrill, and he's just a good, sound thinker and a good manager. I wish I had two of him, then I could spare one of him. So in terms of long-term solution, that's not my preference. May end up that way just lack of ability to do anything else. But my preference is that he be the interim until we find a replacement for Maria, which in and of itself is going to be highly difficult because Maria was so unique.
Where are we in the search process?
We're looking. We're talking. We've talked to some folks. Unfortunately, some of the folks that we were really interested in and would really like to have make a lot more money than what we can afford to pay. A lot of them are national or international in terms of their current positions. That was the beauty of Maria. I shamed her into coming back. She was making a lot more money with Kissinger McLarty in the private sector. But I told her she owed it to the people of Arkansas, because if it wasn't for the people of Arkansas and giving her the chance to start her economic development career here at the old AIDC, she'd have never had those chances to be in the Clinton administration and to be in the private sector with Henry Kissinger and Mac McLarty. And she never would have made all that money. And so she owed it back to the people of Arkansas to come back and use her expertise, even at less money. And it worked. And she was that kind of wonderful person. She gave up significant salary to come back and pay back the people who gave her a chance at the American dream. And for somebody who was from the Philippines, it's a great American success story and an American give back story. So far, I've not had any luck with that same argument with some other people, but we're continuing to look. We don't have any individual currently selected, but we're looking and our standards are pretty high.
You want to tell me who's turned you down?
Nope.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome.
I've got a couple of questions. Do you support Obama for re-election in 2012? What do you see happening with the Republican presidential field? And just, you've been in politics for a long time. So yeah. What's your feel on Obama's influence in Arkansas next year in the elections? What, your personal support? How does that work?
I think you'd have to be living in a cave. Not to believe that Obama doesn't stand a lot of chance of winning Arkansas. All the numbers I've seen, not just the more recent ones, but for the last couple years, and going all the way back to the election, show that he's got about a 30, 31, 32% approval rating with very high negatives. And if you remember, Roby, if my memory serves me correctly, only Oklahoma gave McCain a higher percentage than Arkansas. Arkansas was the second worst state in the nation percentage-wise in votes, as I recall, for Obama. So I don't think he's going to carry Arkansas. I'm probably going to vote for him. It depends on I assume he's going to be the Democratic nominee, but you ask about the Republican field? That changes. The leader changes, it seems to me, every month. For a while, Bachman was the flavor of the day or flavor of the month and was the most popular. Then Perry hit the scene and really skyrocketed up to the front. Now, apparently, Kane has done the same thing. The one constant that I've noted in all of this is Romney. He's either leading or a close second every time the front runner seems to change. So if I were betting, if I were guessing, I would guess that Romney probably stands the best chance. And I think Romney would probably, you're asking me stuff that is just pure conjecture, but I think Romney probably the most formidable opponent that Obama would have. Now, I personally know John Huntsman. I don't think he stands a chance, but he's really a good guy,
okay.
And he's really a smart guy, and he really he did a great job in Utah. He is somebody, he's a problem solver, he's pragmatic. He tries to go, he'd be the kind of guy that'd try to go fix the economy.
I got a couple of state employee questions here. This first one is from Holly Pat or Pat Holly. I'm not sure which way that is designed there. When will state employees know the percentage amount that will be calculated based on their yearly performance evaluations of 2011?
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay. We'll try that one again.
Well, I tell you what we can do. We can try to get an answer to the question,
sure.
And then you can post it. Don't you post stuff somewhere?
We've got an email address here, okay. So we can do that. Right. Can you give state employees an insight as to their COLA for July 2012?
No, and, state employees have not enjoyed raises or COLAs as they used to in the past. But part of the reason for that is, the economy. And I'm pretty conservative in budgeting. And while I know it's difficult sometimes for state employees, I'd ask them to look at the bright side. We hadn't fired them like most of these states have done. I mean, that in terms of layoffs, I mean, we're seeing state policemen, we're seeing prison guards, we're seeing all sorts of state employees either furloughed, go to four-day weeks with cuts in pay, or just totally be fired because all these states can't balance their budget or because all these states are in such dire financial straits. We've been able to avoid that in Arkansas. Part of the reason we've been able to avoid it is because we've been conservative in our budgeting, and part of the negative part of that for state employees is they haven't seen the kind of raises or COLAs that they were used to in the past. I'm sorry about that, but we'll continue to try to. It's more important for me to make sure they keep their job than whether or not they get a raise.
Okay. Will the budget session in 2012 address anything besides the budget? Can you think of anything?
Yes, possibly. But it'd be along the same lines of what we already set a precedent for, and that's primarily the lottery. That the lottery scholarships, mm-hmm. that was always contemplated to have to require some degree of an annual look at, like a budget, because it's new and because of the volatility. And that's the only thing we considered in the last fiscal session other than just the appropriation bills. That's a possibility. There's nothing in concrete about any of that. But if you're asking, is there anything I foresee that's possible, just like we did in the first fiscal session, that'd be about the only thing I would contemplate. Either my office or the legislature would probably, the majority of the legislature would probably be amenable to. I think the legislature kept faith, and I think they still want to keep faith with the people that said, look, if we give you the right to have annual sessions for budgets, keep it at that. Don't expand it. Don't make it something. Don't go into a full-time legislature. Don't expand it to things that we didn't intend for you to expand it to. And, most of the legislature's pretty good about listening to people. Some of them aren't, but most of them are.
You mentioned the lottery here, and this will be our last question here. There's been a lot of turmoil at the state lottery with the turnover over there. Are you involved in trying to help that process sort out? Are you offering any direction? Are there some things that you want to see specifically addressed with new leadership?
I'd like to see specifically addressed much lower salaries. Other state lottery directors and other state lottery executive personnel are run with salary levels that weren't as high as what they were paying before to the previous folks. Now, I understand that was a startup, and that was important, and there was some premium paid in order to get it started and get it started efficiently, and they apparently did a really good job of that. That would be something I would be interested in. But in terms of being directly involved in trying to locate new executive personnel, that's the commission's job. I'm available if they want to visit with me, and if I see something that or get advance notice of something I think that requires me to comment, I'll be glad to comment to the individual members, or if necessary, even publicly. So far that hadn't occurred, and so far it hadn't needed to occur.